countertenor Franco Fagioli in performance. And for good reason here this afternoon, he will be on stage with the Toronto Summer Music Festival this week. And you're listening to The Oasis on the New Classical FM. My name is Mark Wigmore, our look at arts and culture. If you happen to be listening to Sunday Night at the Opera last night, right around 9 o'clock, Alexa Petrenko putting a real feature on our next guest. And we have one of the most dazzling voices on the international stage today with us, countertenor Franco Fagioli. He's known for his extraordinary vocal range and deep expressiveness. Fagioli has become one of the great voices in Baroque and classical vocal music. He's a leading interpreter of Handel and Vivaldi, many others. He's also brought new life to lesser known 18th century works and expanded the modern understanding of the countertenor voice. Born in Argentina and trained as a pianist before turning to singing, he's performed on the world's most prestigious opera stages and has numerous recordings. Tomorrow night, he performs on the Kerner Hall stage with the Versailles Royal Opera Orchestra, Stefan Plevniak conducting, and the program is The Last Castrato. The last great castrato was Giovanni Battista Velluti, and some of the great names in Italian opera wrote for him, including Rossini. The program features music written for a voice the world may never truly understand. TorontoSummerMusic.com for tickets. Franco Fagioli, welcome to the New Classical FM.
Hello, hello. Thank you very much for welcoming me in your program, and thank you very much for those beautiful words.
We've been listening to your voice over the last week, and it is just such a beautiful voice. Your recordings are fantastic.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and we're really thrilled that you're coming to Toronto. This is a Toronto debut for you, I think.
Absolutely. It was in the ideas since many years, and finally it's happening now, so I'm happy about it.
You're originally trained as a pianist, and then you discover your countertenor voice. So talk about that transition where you start to realize, hey, I've got something special here.
Well, yeah, started with piano, yes, but singing was actually first, that's okay. For sure. For example, already at the school, when I was a kid, about 9 years old, the music teacher of the school discovered that I had a voice, right? And then, of course, I start singing at the school, in the choir of the school, and I was always chosen to do the high part of the solos. So that already gave me some kind of idea that my voice was this kind of floating high thing. And I think that started to vibrate inside me. Of course, after that, I joined another choir, a little bit more academic choir, that was the choir of the university in the place where I was born. I was born in Tucumán, Argentina. And it happened at that time that the main theater of the city was about to play the Suburb Flute by Mozart, right? And you know that in this opera, there is this little three kids that has a role in the opera. And I was chosen to interpret one of these roles in the opera. And I was a kid. I was 11 or 12 years old. I remember that experience. It would have been, I would say, the most shocking in a very positive way for me, because, you know, to be on stage, to be sharing the stage with already professional singers, to have the orchestra in the pit, to feel that vibration, and to be able to shine that, I think it was the first impression about what singing would be later in my life. I never stopped singing in the high voice, you know, like when I was a kid, even if I do the changing of my voice during the puberty time, right? But, you know, in my city, nobody told me, oh, you are doing what in classical music is called a countertenor. For me, I was only just joking or maybe imitating women's, you know, sopranos. But then by listening this album, the Stabat Mater, I discovered that the alto part, it sounds a little bit strange for me. And then, of course, I say, who is singing this? And then I discover it was a man, not a woman. Then I say, oh, but this guy is doing more or less what I do when I think that I'm just reminding old times of singing as a kid. And that was the moment, Mark, when I discover this, let's call it, yeah, nowadays, countertenor singing. That was a moment.
Right away with your teachers and so on, were you able to say, yeah, I want to follow this path, or what happened?
Absolutely. When I discover this voice I had, that I thought it was just singing like a remembrance of my childhood, when I discovered that this actually is a vocal register, and right away I decided I want to do this. I want to be a singer. I want to sing as a countertenor. And therefore, I went to a musical to a voice teacher, and I started, yes, to train my voice.
Let's talk about this concert. The Lasca Strato, Giovanni Battista Voluti with Franco Fagioli, the Versailles Royal Opera Orchestra with you. It's happening tomorrow night at beautiful Kerner Hall. You've got a lovely space for it. TorontoSummerMusic.com for tickets. Tell us about how you put this concert together.
This concert arrived as I had this love for the 19th century music. As soon as I discovered the figure of Belluti, I say, okay, in some moment I have to do an homage to this singer and I have to sing the music that was written for him. So I have the idea of this program and about the recording that is out with the Orchestra of Versailles since many years ago. And now, because it's happening, you arrived to build this program, of course, with the help of a musicologist. I worked with Giovanni Secchi, that a little bit went to the libraries, took the manuscripts. We studied a little bit about who was the favorite composer of Belluti, that was Niccolini, which of the arias were the most beloved to Belluti to sing. So doing that, after reading many, many manuscripts and scores and that, you arrive to make a selection that speaks a little bit about Belluti, but also speak a little bit about me, about which arias I can really become part of my own and I can express it out. So that's more or less the story about how the program comes out.
Is there something about the character of this person that you find fascinating beyond the music?
Of course. Among everything, I would speak a little bit about some kind of melancholy. Why I say this? You must understand that Velluti, as being the last star castrato on stage on the 19th century, he was also very lonely because castratis were no more there around. The surgery was luckily forbidden. Because nowadays it's crazy because there is so many singers that we are singing the legacy of the castrati and we can do it.
Yeah.
So we realized that this surgery they had actually was not necessary. This connects me a little bit also with all of them a little bit, with all the castrati. Velluti is a little bit what surprised me most is that he's like closing an era. It's interesting to know that when Velluti visited London, there have been already 25 years that nobody heard a castrato in London.
Wow.
You see the situation of Velluti, right? He's like the last specimen of this praxis that we call the castrati traditional legacy. This closing of an era.
This finality of it. And let's talk a little bit about you as a countertenor in the world, because we see that it's becoming a more familiar part of opera in recent decades. Do you see yourself as an ambassador for this voice?
Well, everything is going so fast that when I started singing, you know, in 2005, let's say, I started to do my first engagements in Europe, the situation was completely different than now.
Yeah.
So I feel part of a big door that some colleagues and me, we were opening about what is possible to do, what is possible to expect from a countertenor to a beautiful world of opera and music. For example, all the operas of the Neapolitan school, you know, that we recorded, which with incredible complex music and very, very demanding for the voice and technique, especially the music by Porpora that were not so in the let's say in the market since 5 years back. So I think I feel part of some colleagues of me opening this door to this new possibility of music and the way of doing it, especially in Italian opera, especially about what a countertenor is able to do.
Well, we are so thrilled to have you arriving in Toronto. I know there's a lot of fans who are excited to see you for the first time. A lot of people have been waiting, and the program is The Lasca Strato, Giovanni Battista Voluti with Franco Fagioli, the Versailles Royal Opera Orchestra alongside. It happens tomorrow night at Kerner Hall, TorontoSummerMusic.com for tickets. And Franco, it's just been a real pleasure. Thank you for explaining to us a little bit about your world and everything that you've put into your music over the years. It's been a real pleasure.
My pleasure. At the end, it's everything about music and about touching hearts. So my pleasure to explain you and to be with you and to talk with you guys. Thank you.